at 5.
Who wants to start the meeting today?
I can.
Katie, you handle the meeting.
Okay, good morning, everyone. It is Tuesday, 5:13 a.m. Just cracking my eyes. We've got, I'm very excited for my trending topic today, I won't lie. But,
well, you're jumping ahead to trending.
Okay. Well, I won't. I'm just teeing it up the tee, you know?
Go for it.
Well, no, I won't go, I don't want to give too much away, but I'm just going to say I'm excited. But, you know.
Our after show meeting, which maybe one day we'll air that too.
Oh, wow, probably.
Our after show meeting, you bummed everybody out with your trending yesterday. And I got to admit, I was the one who sent you the idea initially.
Yeah. I took it on the sleeve, though. I didn't tell them that.
Did you notice that? I didn't take any responsibility for it at all.
Yeah, that's okay. It's all right.
I piled on with them.
Yeah, Katie.
Thanks a lot, Katie. Bumming me out talking about Bruce Willis's poor wife.
Yeah.
Watching her husband deteriorate. It's even more sad for Bruce Willis, of course. But yeah, I did that.
It's okay. Well,
happy to throw you under that bus.
People were talking about it all day yesterday as well, so it wasn't a bad trending. It was trending.
And it's kind of moved from
Emma.
Online to mainstream today.
Yeah.
I noticed there's more media coverage of it this morning than there was yesterday. So
you're welcome.
Yeah, so my idea was a day ahead.
Oh, see, now it's your idea. Okay, I'm following, Bill. Okay, cool.
Yep.
Gotcha.
There you go. Okay, so what do you have planned for us today?
Well, we got...
Since you're in charge.
Gord Wilson on, and I'm kind of excited.
I'm very pumped to talk to him because last night's game, big win. Now, maybe too little too late. They beat the Penguins.
Yeah.
Vastly outplayed and still came up with a win. It's kind of interesting because two nights earlier, they vastly outplayed the Maple Leafs and lost. So you play great and lose. You play not so great and you win. And in both cases, it came down to goaltending.
Yep.
A goalie most of us had never heard of put on quite a performance. I think it was the most shots or something ever faced by a first-time goalie for the team. Some sort of record was on the line there. But he only let in one goal. Dylan Ferguson, I think. PJ, you're the goaltending expert.
Yeah, he used to be a Golden Knight. He was like a third string last year with the Knights.
Oh.
Didn't get a start, but...
He's played about 8 minutes of NHL hockey 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Spent time in the minors. The Leafs just traded him from their minor league system to the Sens a few weeks ago for, a couple of sticks and three pucks or something?
Yeah.
Future considerations. They just gave him away. And they have such goalie problems just with injuries in Ottawa. This guy got the start last night. Did you watch it, PJ?
I did not, no. Monday's my night to get a good workout in, so I did that.
You look great.
Thank you.
Stopped.
Oh, I think you said I look great. You said he looked great.
He looked great. You probably look okay.
Well, like the Senators, like their trouble is like they had to sign a Queen's University goaltender, and he started a game in Belleville. Like that's how like dire the Sens goaltending situation is. Like they're just getting guys from university, and most of the time, no offense to university players, but they're never going to make to the NHL, let alone get signed and show up.
Well, you mean Canadian university players?
Yes. Well, like NCAA for sure. They'll, a lot of Americans come out of there and some Canadians go.
There are NHL players.
With like Canadians junior scene, there's so many better players out there that you wouldn't take a university player. And I think because of the location, it was only an hour away. They were like, let's sign this guy. He came in, he started, he didn't play great, but that's how many goalies are injured for the Ottawa Senators.
Yeah, it's incredible. And yet, I don't think that's indicative of the kind of goalie he is, but he just had one of those great games. You would have respected him, though, because he looked good. He seemed to be upright and square to the puck on every shot and controlled where the rebounds went. But like every sport, there's some luck involved, too. And, I don't know that he could ever play that well again, but he got the Sens the win last night and keeps them sort of marginally in the hunt. Here's the problem. Okay. So they beat Pittsburgh, who was in that final wild card spot. So they gained 2 points on Pittsburgh, but it doesn't matter because another team jumped ahead of Pittsburgh anyway. There's just too many teams between them and that final playoff spot. They'd almost have to win every single game now for the rest of the season and then have other teams not play well in order for them to win. But they're not out of it, and they sure make it fun to watch. It was exciting. Morning, Annette.
Good morning.
Look at you putting on your best energy and smile for our... Did you like it better when the meetings weren't live on the air?
Are you buying it?
I bought it a little bit. I saw you yawn, and then, boom, you just came to life.
The mic is on. Away we go. We're live.
Ready to fly.
Yeah.
I spent most of the day yesterday. I watched a little bit of our finance minister's speech live on TV. This is how zombied I was trying to come to terms with the new daylight saving time, right? Because I was away for a few days last week. And the kids, I noticed, they got home from school. They were just beat.
Yeah.
Because they didn't adjust, right? They were off.
Yeah.
I was just a zombie all afternoon. So I'm watching Chrystia Freeland. And I'm watching the stock markets, just thinking, please, 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 we can't have a stock market collapse.
Mm.
But it was a better day for the stock markets yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
See, Canadian bank stocks got hit a little bit. But more, you know, our banks are a lot different, structured a lot differently than the U.S. one. So
yeah, very much so.
I'm not pulling my money out of the bank or anything like that. But I just don't want to see, you know, I want to see inflation and I want to see the economy slow down gradually. But I just don't want to crash.
Yeah.
Can't take any more bad news.
Yep. It's a balance.
After COVID, I'm done with bad. If you notice, though, that after those lockdowns, I'm a lot more pessimistic person than I used to be. I would read about what places, things that are going on in the world, possible recessions or depressions or wars or whatever. North Korea would fire off missiles. But yeah, that's not what my life is about. My life, I've existed at a time where there's been no world war. There's been relative peace and prosperity, and bad things don't happen anymore.
Mm.
Now, I don't feel that way. Mm-hmm. I can imagine the worst. I can imagine an apocalyptic future for myself and my family in a way I never could before. And I'm serious about that.
Yeah.
I realize now your life can just, and not just you personally, all of our lives can just abruptly change in an instant.
Mm-hmm.
And till the day I die, I will not forget that lesson.
Yeah.
Of how fragile all of this is.
I think that's what we learned so much of during the pandemic.
Yeah.
1 minute your loved one was fine and the next minute they were deathly ill. Or you lost people, or you just realized that everything can shut down on a dime if it needs to. Yeah.
Like, I can imagine a war now between the U.S. and Russia with us stuck in the middle. I can imagine that.
Yeah.
I think it's possible.
Yeah. Well, we've seen... You know, with those fighter jets the other day, we've seen some evidence of some tension there that's growing. And then these meetings in the last 2 days, the meeting with Trudeau and Biden coming up this week will be a very important one. I find very timely, too, with everything happening. Hopefully it's fruitful for our country.
It's been a long time. We haven't seen a president visit since Obama.
No, that's because of Trump came, did he not?
No,
he did not.
For the G7 summit in Vancouver. So he's been to Canada, but
he didn't do that formal.
Yeah.
Normally when a U.S. president's elected, their first foreign trip is Canada.
Yeah, right here, Ottawa. Yeah, and then Biden hasn't come only because of the pandemic. They had a virtual meet when he was elected. Yeah.
Anyway, you can't buy any tasty treats in the Byward Market by Zoom, that's for sure.
No. I wonder if they would make a Biden cookie.
Are they going to update all the pictures? That's what I was wondering, if he does stop there.
Or just keep...
It's getting to the point where people are going to go there and go, who is this Obama guy?
Yeah.
And who came when? What century was that?
What? I remember being here that day. That was something. Yeah.
I was not here that day. They're pretty proud of it, though, their Obama visit.
Oh, yeah. It was a big deal. He was at the height of his popularity. He came to Canada and the crowds were massive. And, you know, how often is it that you get an American president? Well, obviously, American president that comes here that Canadians are excited to see.
And makes a sudden unscheduled stop and detour.
Mm-hmm.
One day we'll have to get Charles Bortolo, who's police chief at the time, to tell his version of the story. Mm. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
He's doing what? What are we doing? He's going where?
Oh, my God. Scramble.
Everyone is scrambling to redeploy security.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was quite a day. Well, maybe we'll have something exciting happen like that.
Well, other than watching Christopher Freeland and worrying about all the doom and gloom out there, did you do anything exciting or, like, fun?
Nope. I just stayed home, bummed out, waiting for the world to end.
Oh, my gosh. Is
Until
this how
the
we're
Sens game
this?
Came on. Oh, no, I did leave the house. I went to see Barry, Dr. Dworkin.
Yeah?
To have him burn off my latest precancerous lesion.
Oh.
On my face.
Is that what I see there on the forehead?
I was about to say, it's probably not noticeable.
But... Well, I'm looking right at you. Through an iPad.
Yeah, it's above my left eye, right?
Yeah.
You can see it was a large area, too.
I can see it.
So he sprays dry ice on it.
Yes.
Right. For a while, mm-hmm. until it hurts.
Yep.
And then he keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
I was using all kinds of language with him yesterday. What the fuck? a second more. And then we chat. And he goes, okay, we got to do it again. Oh, I forgot. You do it 3 times.
Now. Yeah.
So that's all swollen and puffy and red.
Yeah, my kid's dad has to go through that. I don't know if you remember this, but we had a dinner a long time ago with Leslie. And we were talking about a little mark he had on his face that was not healing.
I do remember that.
It was cancerous.
I was the one who told him.
You was the one who found, you raised it. Had you not said anything? We would have never went and got it checked out. He had it checked out. Certainly the doctor said, glad you came in. He was prone to having it in his family. And they're all like, they're skin like you. They're red hair, fair skin. And same thing. He had that one removed.
I knew right away when I saw it. Like, I've had many of those removed. You need to get that look.
And he's had more since?
Yeah.
Like just precautionary ones, right? Like just taking care of himself, like making sure. So when I saw that, I thought the same thing. Wow, thank you. That was all because you noticed it. Otherwise, I mean, we didn't know.
Dr. Dworkin was telling me yesterday in his office, he had someone wait until they had like this huge, big growth on their face.
Oh, gosh.
Before they showed up. They just put it off and put it off.
Well, I don't know if it was you that told me or he told me after he learned from his doctor that if you ever have, because it's hard to determine what it is, but if you ever have like some kind of a mark on your face and it's not quite a pimple and it's not something from bumping your head and it doesn't heal, that's an indicator. If it's not going away or if it seems like it gets better, but it's never really gone.
I didn't even notice mine. It was my daughter who said, what's going on just above your eyebrow there? Mm. I said, what are you talking about? And I touched it and it just felt like dry skin.
Yeah.
And I scratched it and it hurt.
Okay.
I sent a picture to Barry.
Yeah.
And right away he said, can you come in later today? I can't. Okay, Monday at 5.
Yeah.
So it's no big deal. You just got to keep on top of them. But it kind of stings a little bit.
Yeah, I bet. Ooh.
I guess I can't go on TV looking like this.
You can go on TV looking like that. Listen, we are not going to body shame you.
I think you just did.
No.
I said I had to go see the doctor. You said, that thing above your eye.
That's not body shaming. I was concerned. I wondered if something happened.
I was thinking it wasn't noticeable. I looked at the mirror this morning and go, well, I have that kind of skin where I can get kind of red and blotchy and
No, you know what it looks like? It just looks like you maybe were getting out of your car and hit your head or something.
I'm trying to push my hair down there.
Your hair is not long enough. That's not going to work.
Not long. You got to cut.
Listen, that was coming from a place of, did you get hurt? A place of concern.
That's what it looks like. It looks like I got arrested and then as they were putting me in the back seat.
The car. Yeah.
You know how the cop always pushes your head down?
Yeah. He didn't
and sometimes
push.
They don't push it all the way down. They go, boom. They push it into the car frame. Yeah, that's...
There you go. That's a much better story.
Yes.
While you were off for 4 days, you got into, some kind of trouble. You that got into a cop chase. The cops got you.
I don't know if that helps my reputation very much.
Okay, a bear attack? Like you wrestled a bear?
A bear was attacking a child.
And you jumped
and I
in
intervened.
To save. There's
this
the story.
This is a claw that caught me just above the eye.
Yes.
Before I knocked it unconscious with a single punch.
I love this story. That is the story you can tell today.
I immediately called a vet and saved the bear's life, too.
Of course, because we're not going to hurt animals here.
Not its fault. The bear was doing what it does, but I had to stop it.
And the child... The child is okay because you carried him in your arms and rushed him back to the tears of his mother.
10 miles uphill to the hospital. Carried that child. It was exhausting.
This is an awesome story. See?
Bleeding from the face the whole time.
Yeah.
I didn't let it stop me.
You couldn't see, but you just kept going.
I had one eye. I still had one good eye.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah.
It was good. No, nothing fancy like that. Just a little dry ice.
All right.
Just got too close to the dry ice machine backstage at a concert.
No, don't go with that story. Well, maybe it's some good awareness. Maybe we just helped anyone else who's getting ready this morning looking in the mirror.
We've just talked about nothing for 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you have a lead story this morning?
Well,
I guess it's probably too late.
It's a little tricky. It's coming up in 30 seconds.
Why don't we listen to your newscast coming up in 30 seconds?
Let's do that.
And then we'll know. And Rosie's still off today?
She is off today. So I've got your
weather. It'll be you and me on TV?
Yes.
Don't point it out now.
I won't. I won't do it to the TV crowd.
Don't say anything. Let's just pretend. You know, you're going to get texts. What's going on with Bill Carroll's forehead?
And I'm going to say he saved a child from a bear.
Exactly. And he just returned from the hospital. 10 miles uphill.
Now no one's going to believe any stories I say.
Weird place to put a hospital on top of a mountain.
Right?
It's hard to get to. They should build a road at some point, too, to make it easier to access. But
it's true.
It's all right. I got there. 5:30, the Morning Rush, morning meeting live at 5. 5:53 right now, right at the freezing mark. A lot of milder temperatures this week, so we'll start to get rid of some of this snow that's on the ground. That'll be nice. And in my backyard will appear, the mountains of snow will disappear and mountains of dog poop will appear for the first time. That's the most fun part about this time of year. You know, Katie, you have 2 dogs.
I have 3, yeah. Sadly, I know.
You have how many?
Too well. I have 3 big dogs, yeah.
Why do I only think of 2?
I don't know.
You have the mother and the daughter.
Yeah, and then just the distant relative. Yeah.
Random, sort of, almost unrelated.
Yeah, almost.
Cousin.
Basically, yeah. Yeah.
3 dogs? Yeah. How do you afford the dog food for 3 big dogs like that?
Well, the thing is, I used to work at a pet store before this gig, and you know,
you got deals.
Yeah, I wish I stocked up back then, but I didn't.
But where would you put it all?
Well, I don't know.
Dog food is expensive.
It is not cheap. It is not cheap.
Those big bags of food, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Although the nice guy at the local pet store here in Manotick,
yeah,
the owner said, actually, what kind of food are you giving your dog? Okay, here's one with similar ingredients but slightly more nutritious. And it saved me like $30 a bag.
Oh, nice.
I know. That was nice of him. He didn't just take my cash.
A little dupe. Yeah, we love to see those.
The new owner of the Pet Value here in Manotick.
Oh, I love Pet Value. I go there.
Yeah, so that'll, you know, I'll survive. Well, poor Sammy, I don't know if she'll ever finish this particular bag of food. She's not doing well.
Oh, no.
So what are you working on for trending?
Something a little less sad than yesterday's topic, as per request from everybody yesterday, clearly, but a new beginnings and bright future for this amazing Swiftie couple. Now, I'm not a huge Taylor Swift fan, and I know I've talked about her a couple of times for trending, but this has been
so
everywhere.
You said Swiftie, I imagine some kind of mopping device.
Oh, no, that's Swiffer. Swiffer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is Swifties.
The Swifter picker-upper.
Yep, there you go. But a couple at the night 2 of the second night of Taylor Swift's Eras Tour got married during the concert. They had a ceremony. They had their friend officiate. And this is kind of...
How old are they? 12?
No, they're you know, I think they're in their late 20s, roughly around
that age.
Can't
think of anything less than romantic than getting married at a concert.
See, I thought this. But apparently, this is just the ceremony part. They will be having a wedding reception kind of.
Yeah, it
situation.
Doesn't change my view.
So you don't recommend this for me? Because as you know, I'm planning on
No, I don't.
No? Okay. Not at the Foo Fighters concert and at Blues
no.
Fest? Yeah, that might not be the best setting outside in like the dusty ground there. Well, this couple kind of took a little spin on it. It's Renee and Max is the couple. And they kind of explained on how they came across this idea, and we'll play this part here because I think it's kind of interesting here. Let's play part one.
Basically, my fiance Max, well now husband Max, And I had always known that we wanted to get married before our wedding. We wanted to get married legally. Getting my passport renewed with my new last name, like logistical stuff before getting married. And it had been discussed since last summer that it would be, we would elope the day of Taylor Swift's concert, whenever that would be. And then we would go to the concert like it was our reception. It then escalated into why not get married at the wedding or at the concert, as my friends suggested. And then I was like, oh, that's a great idea. So that became the new idea.
Now, in the video.
How quaint, she took her husband's last name. People still do that?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I'm not doing that.
I don't know anyone who's done that in a long time.
Yeah. I know people that hyphenate or add it to the end, but no.
Let me guess. Did they get engaged publicly too? Did her fiancé emotionally bully her and blackmail her into saying yes in front of 5,000 people?
No, I don't
think concert?
So. I don't think so. But from the looks of it, Max was not a fan of this. Her now husband was not a fan of this idea originally.
Oh, good start.
And then he said, you know what? I know how much Taylor Swift means to you.
Oh, come on. What is wrong with people?
And I'm willing to do this, but this is like a huge public gesture and I'm more of a like reserved person. But if you look at the video, it is kind of cute because everybody kind of stops cheering for Taylor Swift at a moment and turns their attention to this couple kind of getting like having their ceremony and cheer them on. Now, Taylor Swift hasn't recognized the ceremony. She didn't. I don't know if she knows it happened yet, but it. I think it's kind of cute. But there is no word if Renee and Max are planning on having their honeymoon be another Taylor Swift concert later on in the tour. But some could say they're starting their new era tour together. I tried. It was a terrible joke. I'll admit. But yeah, I think this is a cute...
Seems like a good time to wrap up the morning meeting
probably,
right there.
Probably.
Oh, my God. Are they going to a Bieber concert to consummate the marriage?
Well, no, because he canceled his tour. They can't do
That's true. He did cancel his tour.
So sad.
Does anyone really expect to see a Justin Bieber concert anymore, though?
Ooh, I don't know. His wife's
getting a lot
of
heat. He always cancels his tour.
Yeah. Flaky.
Why doesn't he wait till he's really ready to go before he plans the tour?
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
And granted, he does seem to have some health problems, but don't plan the tour unless you're better.
I don't know if this one was, they say it was health related, but I think this is because his wife's been getting a lot of controversy in the media right now too, but I'll save that for another trending, I guess.
I'm sure you will. 5:59 in the morning rush. Morning meeting live at 5.
This is News Talk 5.